Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. We are here for part two of our big annual. This is our third annual Christmas Hallmark Channel preview for all the movies that are on the Miracles of Christmas and also the Countdown to Christmas. We are previewing them all. We already did all of the movies in October and November in part one. So you got to make sure you listen to that because it's really fun. And now we're doing all of the movies that are in December. I'll give the same little spiel that I gave in the last one, that we are just going off of what we got on IMDb Pro and Hallmark Channel. So some of these that are later in the season, we don't know very much about. And so, you know, I didn't go into Instagram or any of the kind of blogs or speculation or whatever. So I just kept it real clean cut, Hallmark Channel, the preview shows, or IMDb Pro. Those are the sites that I used for this. And so, yeah, it's just a preview show. It's just for fun. None of these really mean all that much, but so don't get too upset. We hope, and we have found many times ones that we've given colds to that we are not high on that ended up being some of our favorites, and some that we were really high on ended up being disappointments. So this really is, like I said, just for fun. It doesn't really mean anything at all. So let us know as you're listening or watching, which ones are you super excited about? We would love to hear your thoughts and see. You can put it on Twitter or on the comment section or any other way that you want to contact us and let us know what you're feeling about this new exciting season. And Christmas is coming. So there we go. That's all of that out of the way. So I'm Rachel, and I am very, very excited to have Cammie's here.
Hi, everybody. Happy Halla Christmas.
That's right. And Anne is here.
Hi, everybody.
Yay. Okay, so here we go. We're going into December. This is usually a pretty good sign. Like, I think a lot of the good ones end up on Thanksgiving week, but now we're moving into the true heart of Christmas, December. So it'll be really fun. The first one we're going to talk about has the Queen of Christmas, the Queen of Hallmark in it. It's called Christmas Town, and it stars Candace Cameron Bure, and then Tim Rozon and Beth Broderick. Lauren Gabriel leaves everything behind in Boston to embark on a new chapter in her life and career, but an unforeseen detour to the charming town of Grandin Falls has her discover unexpected new chapters of the heart and of family, helping her to embrace, once again, the magic of Christmas. And I have to say, I think that Candace has almost always chosen good projects. I wasn't a big fan of Switch for Christmas. I know I'm an outlier on that one. That one I didn't really like. But I see why she picked it and why it had a lot of potential. And other than that, I've really liked most of her movies. I really liked Shoe Addicts last year. I thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And so this one, it looks cute. I think I like the sort of almost like sepia tone to everything. Everything looks like it's sort of through a filter. And it looks kind of Norman Rockwell, old-fashioned Courier Knives kind of a feel to it to me. And I don't know this Tim Rozon at all, so that's my only sort of wild card. And the clips didn't show that much of them together. But just off Candace, I'm going to give it an orange. What about you, Anne?
I just love Candace. She's a great person. Just her stuff is, like you said, she chooses good stuff. I don't know Tim Rozon either, but I'm glad that the story is going to include foster care. I think that's good, a cool element that they're going to put into it. And just off Candace and that the foster aspect, I would say an orange diamond because I usually like her stuff a lot. So I'm excited.
Very good. What about you, Cammie?
I'm in complete agreement. I'm going to go an orange just because it could go either way. I adore Candace, but sometimes I haven't totally adored her characters per se. Most of the time I like her, but you know, there's always there's always that wild card. But as I said in the last segment, the idea that we're talking about fostering children and that it's also children and not just pets who need a home is very sweet, very dear. And I also know that Candace's brother, Kurt Cameron, has several adopted children. So you know that this is going to be very sweet for her. So it's a definite orange for me.
Very good. So Casey gives it a diamond. She says, Candace always picks good movies. Lisa says, ugh, this has Mutt from Schitt's Creek in it, I guess. And so she says, diamond. So that excites her. So then Caroline says, diamond, Queen Candace. And then Georgia says, Cole, that's all. Diamond ring for the foster care storyline, though. I do think this has a little bit of a potential to be a little boring. That there's something about it that feels like, oh, this could be like a cup of cocoa in the sense of it's so like so old fashioned and so that it's like snoozer. So, but let's hope it's not. So here we go. Okay, then we have, and it does kind of look like something that should be on Movies and Mysteries, but
it did. Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think just because it's Candace, that was interesting.
They just wanted to put her on the main channel.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, we have Homecoming for Holidays, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. This is Laura Osnes and Stephen Huszar, so dreamy. I love him.
Down girl. Yes,
he is so handsome. And Laura Osnes, she is one of the queens of Broadway, and I love her princess shows that she does. They're so good. Country singer Charlotte is home for the holidays, and brother Ryan's fellow ex-soldier Matt is in town. Writing her new album, Charlotte works with Matt to build a house for a friend in town. So there we go. And yeah, I mean, I think this looks pretty good. I'm going to give it a orange. I hope that, I mean, she's a good singer. She's got a Tony Award. She's a good singer. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it will be good. And then Stephen Huszar is a dream. So that's enough for me, soldiers. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Anne?
I really liked Laura in the Key of Love. I didn't really know anything about her before that, but I just loved her energy and her singing voice, and even just something about her just seemed really warm. So I really liked her in that. So I'm excited to see her in a Christmas movie, and Stephen Huszar in a military uniform. I mean, can you ask for something better? I don't know. You can't. So off of just those two and the pairing, and hopefully her singing and a military storyline. I would say solid orange, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. All their little behind the scenes Instagram stories was so cute. It looked so like they had so much fun.
And I wish somehow I could get, because Stephen Huszar likes our posts on Instagram all the time, and I've never been able to get him to respond to any of my emails or things. So if you're listening, Stephen, we love you. Please,
yes, come on. Please.
We're so excited.
So I don't know. You might have to get a mop before.
Yeah, probably.
We've done it before and we'll do it again. So Cammie, what about you?
I'd say an orange. Laura was precious in the Key of Love. So cool. And I am a huge Broadway fan. I'm an actress and a singer. I majored in theater in college, and I was always in the musicals in high school and college. So the fact that she's a Broadway star really sold me. I'm not a huge fan of country music, so that might back it off of a diamond for me. But the other thing about Laura is I have seen Broadway actors come onto the screen and do terribly because they're so used to doing over exaggerated reactions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she did so well. Good. And once again, she was in the movie In the Key of Love that was directed by Claire. And so Claire and I talked about In the Key of Love, and she said that Laura was really open to her direction, and it only took her about 3 days to get totally comfortable with the camera, and she worked so hard at it and cared so much. So yeah, this is definitely an orange for me. And yes, Stephen is very handsome.
You couldn't hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Stephen is very handsome. Yeah. Yes, I agree. Yes. Is that better?
Yes.
And have you seen her Broadway Princess parties on YouTube?
I haven't.
Oh, you got to watch them. Look up.
I've seen just some of her pictures like on her Instagram story, but I haven't seen the actual. Oh, so yeah, I would like to see that. I'll have to look it up.
I was devastated to learn that they came to Utah and I didn't know about it and I missed it. She gets all of her Broadway friends, Susan Egan, like just amazing people, Laura Bell Bundy, just these incredible people to sing Disney princess songs. And they,
amazing.
That's gotta be incredible.
Yeah, it's that does.
I absolutely love it. Anyway.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, so next is time for you to come home for Christmas 2. Or is it time for me to come? Anyway, time to come home for Christmas 2. And this stars Lucas Bryant, Nikki Chohan, and Allison Sweeney. And it's the 6th of December. It says, a recent widow travels with her son to Virginia, hometown, for Christmas. On the way, they meet a man who is also heading to the same destination. As they continue to spend time together, the pair grows closer. So that's all that we really know so far. And I think, I don't know if Allison Sweeney is playing a sister or playing a, I forget what her role in all of this is, but of course I love Allison Sweeney. And the original one wasn't great, but it was my favorite of that weekend, because that weekend was not my favorite. We ended up, I didn't like any of the movies, and so we ended up talking about Christmas Perfection, which is perfection in my eyes, because for about 30 minutes, me and Casey, because I was just like, I don't want this to be a big downer. I didn't like any of these movies.
Oh, dear, yeah. And,
anyway, but I did kind of like all the little stops along the way, like the that old couple, the old bluesgrass or whatever couple, they were cute. I liked the little boy, that was cute. All the different people kind of helping along the way, his friends, that whole scene where they're baking, I think it was like a pie or something. That was cute. It was okay.
It had its moments, yeah.
Yeah, the country music singing, it wasn't the best. But I've heard worse. So for this one, Lucas Bryant can be charming. I don't know Nikki Chohan, and whatever. I don't know how to say your name. Sorry, Nikki. I don't know her that well. I don't know her at all. Of course, I love Allison Sweeney. So I'm going to give it a sock. But I hope it has potential to surprise, I feel like. What about you, Anne?
I like Allison Sweeney. I don't know, like you said, Nikki Chohan, and I do know Lucas Bryant, and he's okay. Kind of the same. Last year I was like, it's okay. So I would definitely just say socks for me too. I mean, I don't know, we didn't see anything about it, so I can't have any promo to go off of. So
the one socks. Last year was actually based on a book by Blake Shelton's mom.
That's right.
Which was based on one of his songs. And this, I don't believe that's the case. I don't think there is a sequel book.
Okay.
So I feel like that, I don't know, that might hurt it a little bit. And I have some, cause I feel like the ones usually based on a book are usually a little bit better, unless it's one of the Richard Paul Evans books. But I don't know. So we'll see. What do you think, Cammie?
I'm giving my first coal.
I'm
not excited about it at all.
I agree. I can see that.
Yeah. I'm not that far off.
Yeah, me either.
Let's be honest. Okay, so Casey says coal, but let's think of it this way. Coal is what keeps trains moving, and trains bring people home or to their destination. Fine, I didn't love last year's movie.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. It was a rough episode of the podcast. We're like, what are we going to talk about? So let's just talk about Christmas perfection, which is the best thing ever. Okay. So then Lee says, I like train movies, but this sounds boring. Socks. And Caroline says, Christmas socks? And Georgia says, wait, what? There's another one? Is it connected to last year's? I guess. I should know this. I guess socks? Why would they make more?
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, yeah, let's go with plain white socks. Oh, that's funny. Okay, then we have a Christmas love story. This is Hallmark Channel. It's Kristen Chenoweth, Scott Wolf, Keith Robinson, Kevin Quinn. This is our Hallmark Hall of Fame for the year. This one, it wasn't actually started as a Hallmark Hall of Fame movie, from what I could tell, that then they selected this as the Hall of Fame movie. I could be wrong on that, but that's the impression that I got during filming and stuff. I don't think I did the summary yet. So Kristen Chenoweth is a youth choir director who needs to write a big song for a Christmas Eve show, but is distracted when a boy with a golden voice joins her choir, which comes as a surprise to his widowed father. So, Anne, what do you think about this one and it being the Hall of Fame?
This is going to sound weird, but I'm not super familiar with Kristen Chenoweth, like I guess most people are. Mm-hmm. So I'm not like, oh my God, it's Kristen Chenoweth. And that's just, yeah. I don't know Broadway stuff that much. And I mean, I know who she is and a little bit, but I'm not like, you know, she's blown out of the water.
Glinda the Good Witch.
That's true. Okay. I do know that. But yeah, I mean, I would say definitely a solid orange. I thought the preview was really cute. And I hopefully she's gonna sing because I've not really seen her sing that much. Mm-hmm. And Scott Wolf, it seemed good. The preview was what caught me. I was like, okay, this looks really cute. And then Hall of Fame, I mean, I think, you know, it's like I always have a higher expectation, so it's easier for it to fall from that expectation sometimes. So, but I do know that, yeah, usually they do spend more money, more time, and you can usually kind of tell sort of. But yeah, it's kind of, sometimes it makes it easy for it to fall down. So hopefully not. Hopefully just solid orange that turns into diamond. But yeah.
Yeah. Christmas Everlasting last year. That definitely, right. They tried to have some more weight to it with the story and everything. And I was only just mad because the book that book movie is based on, she works for the president. And I'm like, you have President Palmer right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, one of the most famous television presidents in the history of TV.
David!
Why would you make him her uncle or whatever? No.
Yes, they should have.
Some generic lawyer. I'm like, missed opportunity. But other than that, it had Robert from Cosby Show, so I was a fan. But yeah, I love Kristen Chenoweth. She's the best. And I think this sounds fine. It sounds a little ordinary, but I do like Scott Wolf. I like Kristen Chenoweth. So, and I like the singing aspect. I think will be good. So I'm looking forward to it. I love her Christmas movie that she made for Lifetime, The 12 Men of Christmas.
I did like that one. That's like one of the only times I've seen it. That was good. Yeah. That was cute. Oh,
it's so good. It's my dream. You know, we talk about the fireman movie. That's my template. That's what I want to say to Hallmark. We need a fireman movie like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this one an orange. I'm not quite at diamond levels, but I hope it'll be good. What do you think, Anne?
I just want to Cammy.
Did you say yours at the end of?
Oh, yes. A solid orange. I hope it turns into a diamond. But
okay. Sorry. I missed it.
That's okay.
Okay. Did you rate it also, Cammy?
No.
I just missed it. Okay. Cammy, what are you going to rate this?
I'm going to rate it an orange because it can have the wild card in there, but I have been in love with Wicked for a very, very long time. So Kristen Chenoweth coming to Hallmark is totally awesome. And then Scott Wolf, I always thought I never watched Party of Five, but I've seen him in other stuff. And I always thought he was very handsome and he looks very distinguished. And I don't know, for some reason, I think that the whole widowed father storyline is very endearing. It just, because a lot of times it's a single mom and I don't know. When it's a single dad, it just kind of seems to mean more. I don't know if that makes sense. So
no, the hot widower is a huge plus.
And because you don't see it as much, it's more of like value. Yeah.
More yeah. Right. So
it's special. Yeah.
I agree.
Right. So yeah, solid orange. Definitely solid orange.
Very good. Okay. Next we have Christmas at Dollywood. This is the 8th of December. It stars Danica McKellar, Niall Mader, Dolly Parton. Hello, royalty. And it is written by Nina Wyman, who of course we've already said in the last episode how much we love her. And so this is in the film, Rachel Lewis is a single mom, an award-winning Broadway producer who learns investors have mismanaged her latest theatrical holiday extravaganza into bankruptcy, forcing the show to close before it even opens. Dismayed, Rachel's friend calls from Tennessee to tell her about an opportunity to produce a show for the 20th anniversary of the Smoky Mountain Christmas Festival at Dollywood. The only caveat, Rachel will have to work with Luke Hackman, Dollywood's entertainment director, who sees the holiday show as a stepping stone to become the park's new general manager. As the pair make compromises to please their boss, Rachel and Luke realize love can come in the most unexpected of places. So I'm a huge Dolly Parton fan. I love her. The woman is queen in my eyes. And I love Nina. And I love Danica. And I love Niall Mader. He won my heart last year with Christmas Pen Pals, which was so good.
That was a good one.
I haven't seen that. I have it on my DVR. I've put it so I can watch it.
It's a good one.
I want to watch it.
Yeah. Yes. Watch it. It was perfect. I absolutely loved it. Those two movies, and I've been talking about them all year, Christmas Pen Pals, Christmas Perfection, they're going to be tough to beat this year from either channel. I loved them so much. So we'll see. They put the bar very high. But I love Nina. I think that she will write the heck out of this. And it's got such a good cast. And I love Dollywood. I've always wanted to go to Dollywood. And yes. So I'm going to give it a diamond ring. I'm pulling for this. I think this could be really fun. So what do you think, Anne?
I am with you. I'm solid diamond ring. I'm so excited because I live in Tennessee. Everybody loves Dolly. I love Dolly. Danica, I love. Niall, I love. I love everything about this movie. I love everything about it. Christmas decorations at Dollywood, that's going to be beautiful.
Have you been to Dollywood?
I have not, and I want to go so bad. I secretly hope they're going to have the next Hallmark Channel thing there just so I can go there, and it's close to my house, so or not so far. But
You should go and share on the Insta story when you go.
Yeah, I will. If I go, I will. But I love everything about this movie, so I'm solid diamond ring. I'm super excited.
Great. Cammy, what about you?
I hate to be Janie Raincloud here, but I'm not a Dolly fan. I mean,
because you don't like country. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not a huge Dolly fan, but I adore Niall Mader, and my best friend Sarah is his number one fan. We have this gif that she and I pass back and forth, and it's become our inside joke because she is such a Niall Mader fan, and then I have become too because I loved the Father Christmas movies. I just thought he was incredible in that. And so I adore Niall. I like Danica, but I think that she's fantastic, but the one thing that bothers me is her characters are always so nervous. You know, they always seem to be quite uptight. Crown for Christmas was the one time that she seemed solid and confident, even though she was going through a hard time. But everything else, she just always seems, it kind of wears on me a little bit. So I'm going to say orange colored socks because I think that it could be fantastic. And it's got two people that I think are really great in it. I just really hope that it doesn't go where I don't want it to go. And then Dolly Parton. Okay, great. Yeah. Don't hurt me, Rachel. No,
we're not.
As long as you don't make me watch a Father Christmas movie ever again.
Okay, all right, deal. Oh, no. I won't make you watch Finding Father Christmas. You don't make me watch Dollywood.
Okay,
deal.
All right, good. Oh, so Casey says, a Satsuma orange because Danica and Niall and Dolly. 5 explanation points. Lisa says, LOL, this sounds like it will be so silly, but it will be silly fun, orange juice. Caroline says, Diamond, Danica, Niall, Nina. We're probably the only one that's like more excited for the writers sometimes than we are for anything else, because we get to know these writers so well. And they really make the biggest difference, let's be honest. An actor can only do so much.
That's true.
Amen.
So Georgia says, Danica's movies always suck me in. And Dolly. And Dolly, I'm not a country music fan, but you have to respect the legend, Fuzzy Socks.
Now, that's true. You have to respect the legend.
And even if you don't like country music, Dolly is a prolific songwriter and has written for many genres that have played her songs. Songs like Jolene and I Will Always Love You, obviously.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And one of the most successes, both for herself and then obviously for Whitney. Mm-hmm. And so she's amazing. All right. So Christmas in Montana, this is Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. We don't know very much about this one. Kelly Martin, Colin Ferguson, and Julie Sherman Wolfe is our writer, so we love her. And that's it. We don't really know about this movie. It's hard to know without any summary much about it, but just on the cast and on Julie, I'm writing because she always does a good job. I'm going to give it an orange. What about you, Anne?
I would say Christmas socks. I don't know. Colin Ferguson, Kelly Martin. Okay. I like them. Okay. And there's no description, so it's hard to tell. So just, socks for me.
It's tough. What about you, Cammie?
I agree with Anne. Christmas socks, because not plain socks, because Kelly Martin and Colin Ferguson can be really strong, but I've also seen their roles not do so well. So Christmas socks.
Okay. So Casey says socks reliable, necessary. Lisa says small orange. Caroline says white socks. And Georgia says, I have no problem with this so far, socks. So that's all very fair. Okay. Then we have Angel Falls, a novel holiday. This is Hallmark Movies Mysteries. This stars Jen Lilly and Carlo Marx, who's in Chesapeake Shores. And was on with Moonlight in Vermont, which is one of the better recent Lacey Chabert movies, in my opinion. And Jen Lilly is she's always great.
Yeah.
A couple of her movies haven't been my favorite, like Love Unleashed. But for the most part.
That wasn't my favorite either. I thought it was still okay, but it wasn't not my favorite.
Dash of Love. Yeah, I love Dash of Love.
That was cute.
That is fantastic.
That was cute.
One of the best, that was my favorite that year. And it's one of the best they've done in a while, I think. And I loved the original Angel Falls. I thought the whole sort of message of free will and that chemistry and the kissing scene, the dancing. And then when she goes for it and kisses him in the church. That was great. And I loved Paul Green as this man with a million jobs. Like every place she went, he was like there doing a different job, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And
his name was Jack, Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Gotta love the Jacks. Gotta love the Jack.
And Bridges as her angel handler person.
Yes.
I think he's also in this, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But anyway, I just loved that original movie. I thought it was so good. And I thought that Rachel Boston had never been better than in that movie. And I think that Paul Green has never been more charming. So this one, it's a spinoff, Jen Lilly, Carlo Marx. I guess it's the same town, or I don't know if it's a different town, or I really don't, we don't know anything about this movie.
Yeah, we really don't.
There was no summary. But I'm going to... I don't know if you can pull off the same dynamic of the free will and stuff like that again with another angel. So I'm going to give it a sock, but I hope that it's a huge surprise because I loved the first one and I love Jen Lilly. And I do think Carlo Marx can be very drippy and very, very, very dishy. So I don't know. Anne, what do you think?
I say hopeful socks, maybe yeah. socks with stripes or something. I'm not sure. Cause I want it to be good. Cause I just love Jen Lilly. She's yeah. just so just warm and just beautiful and just cheery. And I just like to watch her. Yeah. And I like Carlo. So I hope it's good. So yes, hopeful socks.
And she's been on our podcast twice and okay. it's just been so nice.
She seems like the nicest person yeah. in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Cammy, what about you?
I'm going to go orange socks because I agree. I don't know if you can get the same magic. But I think it definitely has a chance. Definitely has a chance. Mm-hmm.
So Casey says warm and fuzzy socks that always smell like delightful oranges. Lisa says, I'm going to need this to be about books in some way with that title. Plus Carla Marx, orange. Caroline says Santa fuzzy socks. And Georgia says, I'll keep my feelings to myself for most of it. But if we can make this 90% Carlo, just being Carlo, and making us all enjoy life a little more like he usually does, then it gets a diamond ring. Otherwise, practical socks. So there we
go. Wow, that's a big jump.
Yeah, right. We'd like to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. We're thrilled to have the chance to work with Thrive Cosmetics. And right now you can get 15% off your first purchase at thrivecosmetics.com/hallmarkies using code hallmarkies. And that's thrivecosmetics.com/hallmarkies. That's the Thrive Cosmetics cause with CAUSE. I really thought that they felt very light on my skin. Like I hardly felt like I was wearing makeup at all. I particularly liked this Brilliant Eye Brightener because I have problems sleeping. And so this really lit up my face. And I just felt like it was such a nice breath of fresh air on my day. They're also focused on giving back. They give a portion of each product sale to support causes for women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, and fighting cancer. It's also certified vegan and cruelty-free and free from parabens and sulfates. So it's definitely a really, really good product. So you can check it out, thrivecosmetics.com/hallmarkies and enter code hallmarkies. That's thrivecosmetics.com/hallmarkies to make a great Christmas present. Okay, then we have Christmas in Evergreen, Tidings of Joy. This is our third one. This is going to be based on Paul Green and Maggie Lawson's character, but then we're going to have all the rest of the characters from the other Evergreen movies there. So we'll have Barbara Niven, Holly Robson-Pete, Rakia Bernard, Colin Lawrence, Ashley Williams, Jill Wagner, the whole crew is going to be there. I don't think Andrew Francis is in this one, but for the most part, they're all there. And we have director Sean McNamara and writer Zach Hugg, who did Road to Christmas last year, which was my favorite. And he also worked on Evergreen 2. So this one, I don't think there's another co-writer, but I'm not sure of that. But anyway, Zach Hugg is doing it. And it's the 14th of December. The plot is all the stars all join in the holiday fun. As the town prepares for its 50th annual Christmas fair, they find that their rumored time capsule is actually an advent calendar full of gifts. As a full month of celebrations kicks off, writer-journalist Katie arrives in Evergreen to write a story on the town's too-good-to-be-true Christmas fever. But she's immediately met with the resistance from Ben, the town librarian. And can you, just sorry for me to imagine.
Paul Green and glasses.
Hey, that sounds sexy. I like it.
I'm all for that, but it is a little hard for me to imagine somebody as attractive as Paul Green.
That's true.
As a librarian.
There'd be women coming to the library all the time. Can you please help me?
Yeah, right.
Find this book?
Yeah.
I would be there. Line up.
Me too. I would.
So Maggie Lawson and Paul Green have worked together before on My Favorite Wedding.
That's right.
And
yeah.
That was fine. I feel like she's had kind of bad luck in her projects. Like that one with Brennan Elliott was not good.
I didn't even see that one.
The Christmas Encore. Mm-hmm. Was not for me. I didn't like it. And so I don't know. I feel like she's taken projects that sounded probably really good on paper, but just didn't pan out that great. So I'm waiting for her to have like the big hit for Hallmark because she's great and she's really funny on Psych. And And yeah. So I'm hopeful that this will be the one, especially with Zach writing this huge cast. I've liked the other Evergreen movies. So I'm going to give this one an orange, but like a yummy orange. So hopefully it'll be really good. What do you think, Cammie?
I'm excited for this one because it is so star-studded. And if it's going to be this star-studded, I don't know how it can go south. So maybe I'm raising my expectations a little too high, but I'm going for a diamond on this one because love Paul Green. He was my first in-person When Calls the Heart cast interview, and I still have the picture on my phone of the two of us together.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was such a kind person, such a sweetheart. I took my mom with me because she is Paul Green's biggest fan, and he was so kind to her and just let her talk and talked right back to her. So I adore Paul Green. And so with a star-studded cast like this and with him in it and him in glasses, I'm really looking forward
to that. That's going
to
be good. Yeah, I look forward to that.
I'm going to give it a diamond.
Great. Anne, what about you?
I really liked both of the first two Christmas and Evergreens because sometimes it's not a sequel, but I liked Jill's last year too. So I think it's going to be good, and I'm glad most people are returning. So I'll say maybe like a Clementine orange because I'm looking forward to it, but I'm like, is it going to be like super good? I don't know. So hopefully it's really, really good. But
and the last one did have the most hilarious near kiss in the history of Hallmark movies. It made me die laughing.
What was happening again? I forgot.
Everyone, like they keep getting interrupted again and again. Oh. And like one of them, it was literally like painful. She just like... I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that.
Kiss already!
I know, yeah. That's when you're screaming at the screen. Please, for the love of God, just do it. Just kiss, yeah.
It's funny. I loved that. Okay, then we have Holiday Date. There we go. Then we have Holiday Date. This is Hallmark Movies Channel. It stars Brittany Bristow and Matt Cohen, yes, and directed by Jeff Beasley and writer Karen Berger, who did Just Add Romance, which I loved this year. Love You Like Christmas, which is really cute, with Brennan Elliott. And then also Craig Wenman is co-writer on it, and he did a bunch of the Garage Sale Mysteries, which are still some of the best. Yeah. Lori Laughlin aside, still some of the best mysteries they've ever done.
Those are good.
This on the 15th of December, and it's Brittany plays Brooke, a very inventive young woman who gets dumped right before the holidays. But of course, she's already built up her now ex-boyfriend to her family as Mr. Christmas and has no one to bring. That's when Joe, an actor, agrees to go back with Brooke to pretend to be her boyfriend. This sounds exactly like Holiday Engagement, with Bonnie Summerfield and Jordan Bridges. I don't know if you've seen that one Hallmark movie, but it sounds exactly like it. But I love this trope. I love this plot. I think it's so hilarious. It's so absurd. The idea of somebody like hiring someone to be there. It's so ridiculous that it's funny to me and I like it. And I love Brittany Bristow. I think she is great. And she's been on the podcast, and I just think she's wonderful.
I'm glad she finally got her lead role.
Yeah.
Yes, me too.
She has been paying her dues for a long, long time.
Yes.
And I was so glad to hear that she got her own movie. And I just, you go, girl.
Yeah, yes. Agreed. So I'm going to give this a diamond ring. I'm really excited about it. I think it's really going to be good. And it's going to be one of those ones where I'm going to be super burnt out, and then I'm going to watch this, and I'll be like, oh, I love Hallmark movies again. But I'm just kidding. But no, I think it'll be a really breath of fresh air when we're starting to head towards, wow, we've seen a lot of these. But Cammie, what do you think? Would you give this?
I can't quite give it a diamond because the whole pretend you're my boyfriend to impress my family has been done so many times.
Yeah, it is overdone.
Now, granted, they usually make it really, really cute. I mean, December Bride is one of my favorites, and that probably has something to do with the fact that Daniel Lissing is in it. But it has been done a lot. And so, but like I said, I am so glad that Brittany got a lead role in a Hallmark movie. She has been trucking it for so long, and she deserves this. So I want it to be fantastic, but just because it's been a little overdone, I'm going to give it an orange.
There were a couple years where we didn't see, though, the fake fiance for quite a while. And I remember the 2017, when we first started the podcast, we were outraged on a single fake fiance movie. Much. So it might be our fault. They listened to the podcast. They're like, okay, we need to greenlit a bunch of fake fiance movies.
Go away from that, yeah.
They all got engaged for real. All the fake fiancés got engaged for real.
I love that trope. I just think it's so funny. It just provides so much humor,
and you can do a lot with it. You can take it.
You can.
But I can see the other side. So what do you think, Anne?
I'm excited. I love Brittany Bristow. She has so much energy and she's so cute, and I'm so glad she's got a lead role. So I'm rooting for her. I'm like, please be so great so they'll give her more lead roles. And Matt Cohen, when I saw him in the commercial, he's so cute. And so I think they're going to be great together. And I really want it to be great. So I'm saying a high orange because I'm just really hopeful that the chemistry will be good. And it's going to have Hanukkah in it too, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So that's a different element. And then the fake fiance thing, sometimes I super like that and sometimes I don't. But hopefully this will be super like it. So, high orange.
Okay. Casey says, socks because you never know when you might need them. And Lisa says fuzzy socks that are orange. Caroline says fuzzy socks. And here's Georgia. She says, okay, so I'm here for the casting. Brittany is a joy and he's totes cute and seems charming from the clip. So cool. I also liked the feel of the clip, the lighting and all, which is a good sign. But is this not just a remake of Fallen Engagement? This is what I was saying. With Bonnie Somerville and Jordan Bridges, it's literally the exact same plot. He was an actor filling in for the woman's flaky boyfriend, and he was Jewish as well. I'm just saying, I love Fallen Engagement, but you know, give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yes. And Shelley Long is in Fallen Engagement, which is always going to be a bump up as far as comedic value. And so, it's true. It can't be denied. So, all right. We have Christmas on My Mind, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. This stars Ashley Green, Andrew Walker, J.K. Harry, and it's writer Kristen Hansen, my favorite. She's a lovely human, but her writing. Is when Lucy wakes up with a wedding dress in hand, she believes that she is late to her wedding with her ex-boyfriend, Zach. However, she has no recollection of the past 2 years, including the fact that she's engaged to another man. So this is pretty confusing.
This could be,
So, Anne, what do you think?
Well, you know, I love Andrew Walker. He's my guy. He's my king of Hallmark. So I'm like, please be good. I'm worried because of the writer a little bit. I like Ashley Green. I was a Twilight fan. In memory movies, sometimes they're really good when they forget everything and then they have to relearn it and re-fall in love. And sometimes it's kind of not good. So sometimes hopefully it's going to be good.
That Falling in Vermont one.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
So I kind of liked it. I thought Julie Gonzalo did a good job with it.
Like, it wasn't their fault, but I don't know. It wasn't my favorite. But anyway, I agree with you. They can be hit and miss, the memory ones. I like the one with Mira Sorvino and Cameron Mathis.
Yeah, Christmas to Remember. Yeah, that one was good. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess my rating would be a tiny orange. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I want it to be better. I'm a little bit worried with the writer and the memories lost. So I'm hopeful though. Come on, Andrew, bring it, make it good.
What do you think, Kimi?
I'm going to say another orange and a stocking. So fancy sock, still a sock, but a fancy sock and an orange hidden inside it because, Anne, Round two, ding, for Andrew Walker. duel.
Yeah,
duel.
Right, exactly.
But
I will find you.
I adore him, and anything he's in, he bumps it up. Anything he's in, it makes it automatically a level above what it could have been. So one thing about Andrew's movie is that my friend McLean is the director. And so that kind of gives it a more personal touch. And then also I happen to know that Preston Vanderslice is going to be on it. And I think he's fantastic. He's been everywhere and he just has such a sweet face, and he's a Texan. So what's not to love?
And has a great name. We love Preston on the podcast. So yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah.
So yeah, definitely an orange inside a stocking.
Very good. I want to give this a sock just because it sounds kind of crazy and weird. Yeah, and at least weird. It's like a different plot. They're not planning a party or something. But actually, to be perfectly frank, Andrew Walker can be a little hit or miss for me. I really disliked his movie with Lacey Chabert, that Valentine's movie.
I liked that movie so much.
Yeah, I didn't care for that one. I liked it, but it was not my favorite. I will admit. Yeah,
but when he's pulling out all the accents and stuff, amazing. But most of the time, I just was like, "Well, she shut up. I hate her character so much," and it was not for me. I didn't like it. But I love Snowden was the best.
That one was amazing.
I'm going to give it a Coley sock. I'm not very excited about it.
And I'm going to prove you wrong. We'll see.
Yeah. I think it has potential to be a surprise because it's so weird. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Okay. Casey says, this sounds like that other Andrew Walker, Nikki DeLoach Christmas movie where she falls off a ladder. And that is very true. It's kind of like a dream of Christmas and has an unconscious dream. So I'm going to say socks. Sorry, Andrew. Usually love your movie. And so Lisa says, Ashley Green, Don't Let Me Down, Large Orange. Caroline says, Fuzzy Socks. And Georgia says, Andrew Walker, Jakei Harry, Ashley Green, Do Not Let Me Down, y'all. Prediction, Diamond Ring. So here we go.
Wow, she's going high.
Yeah, we got the gamut on that one. Almost Cole.
All the way, yeah.
Okay, then we have A Family Christmas Gift, this Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And it's Holly Robinson Pete, Patti LaBelle, Dion Johnstone. And we know nothing about this movie. We don't have a summary. We don't know anything about the writers, nothing.
I know.
So there's really not a whole lot to go off of.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully we'll get more Patti LaBelle than in Christmas Everlasting, which was a joke. She literally opened the door and said, here, come into the party. And that was about all.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That she got. I've never seen somebody with less lines in a Hallmark movie that's on the poster.
Yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous. Anyway, and so that annoyed me, but yeah, we really don't know. So I'm just going to give it a sock, but hopefully it'll be good. What do you think, Anne?
I would say socks too. I mean, I like Holly Robinson Pete, and diversity. So that's good. But I just, there's nothing. I mean, there's no description. I mean, I know nothing about what this gift is. I don't know. So I would say let's say fun socks. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cammie, what are your thoughts?
I got to go with socks. Holly Robinson Pete, I think she's beautiful, but I haven't really been able to get into her. And what's her mystery series called?
Morning Show Mysteries.
Thank you. Morning Show Mysteries. I watched one, maybe two of them, and I couldn't take it anymore.
Couldn't get hooked. Yeah.
I couldn't. Socks probably covered in coal dust because I'm not that excited about it at all.
Yeah. Well, Casey says socks because they promised Patti LaBelle last year and she was literally in screen for 2.420 seconds. It's so true. I mean, literally, she just opened a door. It was absurd. So Lisa says, love everyone in this orange. Caroline says, cutie orange. And Georgia says, hello. Yes. Don't even know what this is, but I already love it. Big juicy orange. So there we go. Okay. We have It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. This one we know even less, I think, about. All We Know. Yeah. I do love that title.
Yeah, I like that so title
cute.
Too.
Can't believe it's still available. Really cute.
Yeah.
Hallmark Movies Channel. Director David Weaver, Bottled with Love, Every Day is Christmas, A Christmas to Remember, writer Rick Garman, who's the best. This is on the 21st. And I was not a huge fan. This was on that weekend where I didn't like anything, was Eric Mabes' movie last year. And it's not really his fault, but I just felt like he was miscast. And I didn't like the whole weird, like, whole town pretending to be convince one woman. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a weird movie, and it just wasn't my favorite. But I hope this one will be better, and I'll like it better. And so I'm going to give it a sock, but we'll see. So what do you think, Cammie?
I adore Eric Mabes. When Calls the Heart and Sign, Seal, Delivered are right here for
yes.
me. Sign, Seal, Delivered, I discovered it by chance once, and I could not get enough of it. And sometimes I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Hardy, hence the name of my blog, Hooked Hardy. But sometimes I have even liked Sign, Seal, Delivered better than When Calls the Heart.
I like Sign, Seal, Delivered a lot.
Yes, I love Sign, Seal, Delivered. And so I didn't care for Eric Mabes' movie last year either. Funny story, I actually had a hernia, and I was in the hospital when it premiered. And so I was live tweeting from the hospital because I was stuck in bed in the hospital. Of course, there's nothing on.
Oh my gosh.
And I was
hilarious.
I was so bored. My side was killing me because I was waiting for surgery. And so so I live tweeted with that movie, and Eric answered me a couple of times, which was so sweet. And Amanda, the admin of the Postables group, she even said, "Hey, you're on. I didn't think you'd be able to." I said, "Oh, that's so sweet of you to remember." So it has a lot of memories wrapped up in it, but I still didn't care for it. But I still love him, and so I've got high hopes. So I'm going to say orange.
Wow. So you'll have a successful Christmas 2019 if you don't have a massive hernia and end up in the hospital.
If I don't have a single hospital visit this Christmas, it will be a success.
Well, we will make a goal of making sure that doesn't happen again as far as the podcast at least.
Thank you.
That's so funny. You're just live tweeting in the hospital. I love it. Yes. And so, Anne, what do you think?
I love Eric Mabes. It is hard for me to see him not as
Oliver.
Escaping his name, Oliver, because we haven't seen one in so long. Okay. Yeah. I just love him as Oliver so much. It's hard. It's hard for me to see him in another role, but I like him. So I'll say socks, because other than that, I'd probably say Cole, because I don't really know anything, but I do like him. So I'll say socks. And I did read his co-star today. It's the lady from Operation Christmas. I don't know. I forgot her name, but I know it's that lady.
Oh, okay.
Trisha Hefner?
Yes. He tweeted today. He said my co-star. So she's a co-star. But I haven't really seen her that much.
She was pretty good in Operation Christmas. I liked her.
Yeah, so and she was in Sun, Sand, and Romance with Paul Campbell.
That's right. Yes, I did like her in that. Yeah.
So that makes it even better. More of an orange.
Okay. So Casey says, "Honey Bell oranges from Harry and David. They make great Christmas presents for hosts of random Christmas parties you get invited to. It's a reliable sort of gift." Lisa says, "Meh, socks." Caroline says, "White socks." And then Georgia says, "Perfectly useful socks." And we have had Eric on the podcast, and he was great. He was very one of those philosophic guys who talked about deeper topics.
I could see that,
and that's what I enjoy those discussions. I enjoy talking to everybody that we talk with, but some of those ones that want to dive a little deeper into themes about humanity and, you know, some of those other things, I like that too. It's fun. So okay, We have A Cheerful Christmas. This is Hallmark Movies Channel. We know nothing about this movie except the title.
Literally, no.
So do we want to just do a group sock?
That's
sure. Is that fine? Okay. 22nd. 22nd of December. Who knows if this movie will even happen? We don't even know because I don't know. All right. So Casey says, who knows? I have nothing to go off of. Socks. Lisa says, based on the title, one sock. Caroline says socks. And Georgia says, I love cheerful Christmases, so let's be optimistic here and give a grapefruit. So I think she invented a category in between.
Subcategory.
Orange and sock. So she's a trailblazer, that Georgia. All right. We have When Calls the Heart Christmas. We don't know anything about the plot except for that, the cast is all returning. And so that's exciting. And
it looks like Lucas organized a Christmas fair.
Yeah, that's true from the clip.
It looks like he did the grunt work because everybody's telling him this is a great turnout. He said, I've booked people from Union City to Cape Fullerton. Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
I've checked in people from Union City to Cape Fullerton. And so it seemed like he pulled off this big Christmas fair.
Yeah. And there was a whole scene with the sausages and the sauerkraut or whatever.
Yeah. Interesting.
Bill and the sauerkraut.
So I do think that the Christmas movies are peak When Calls the Heart. I think it's just so fits with the old fashioned feel of the show to the idea of the Christmas movies. And if I was making a list of my top 10 When Calls the Heart episodes, I would probably include 4 or 5 Christmas movies. I just think it is the best of When Calls the Heart. So just on that alone, I'm going to give it a diamond ring. I think it'll be really good. And so, you know, we'll see. But it's always well made, well acted. And I just, some of the things that I don't like as much about When Calls the Heart, for some reason, because it's Christmas, I find it more palatable. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. So do you don't watch When Calls the Heart, and do you watch the Christmas movies ever or no?
I don't, since I don't really know what's going on. I don't. My mom loves to watch them though. She always looks really forward to it. So I'm sure she would probably say diamond for sure, because she loves the Christmas movies especially. So
the best one is when there's this peddler that comes to town that's basically Santa Claus. That was my favorite of all of the, it's one of my, probably one of my favorite Hallmark Christmas movies. It's really good. That one, in my opinion, that, and I do love the Signed, Sealed, Delivered Christmas movie. It's definitely one of my favorites.
That's a good one.
Oh yeah.
It was good. Oh yeah. Really good. So Cammy, what about you? Need I ask?
What's my name?
That's right. We know she's going diamond.
Diamond ring, baby, all the way.
So Casey says, y'all know this is going to be diamonds all the way. When Calls the Heart Christmas movies are usually the best of the series. And then Lisa says, I won't watch this, but I'm sure it will be fun. So oranges for the hearties. Caroline says, all the diamonds. And Georgia says, not my
Shocker.
Show, so sucks.
Yeah.
Caroline said diamonds. Shocker.
Yeah, right. And Casey. So last one, we're done, yeah. Is New Year, New Me. We don't know anything about this movie except for the fact that it'll air on the 28th. And it stars Amy Teagarden, who was in Once Upon a Christmas Miracle last year. And I'm most excited about this movie because I've already gotten a verbal commitment from Greg McBride. Because last year we did the review of the Christmas movie, which was not the best. But we did that. And then we did the Winterfest preview on the same day. And we're planning on doing that again this year. And he was so funny on that. It was one of my favorite podcasts we've ever done. He was so funny. I was literally like underneath my desk. I was clutching my hands just to keep like myself from losing it. And just,
oh my like, God, that's funny.
I'm so excited for that podcast. And so that's more my most excitement for the movie. But I do like Amy Teagarden. It's a little hard for me still, even after that movie, because I just so associate her with Julie from Friday Night Lights as a teacher.
Which I loathe that her character. I loathed that. Oh my gosh, I could not stand her in that show. Oh my.
And so it's hard, a little hard for me because she, I don't know, it's just hard sometimes with child actors. Yeah. But I still, I'm going to give it an orange. I hope, you know, it'll be fun little different, you know, New Year's movie, but we don't know anything. So, what do you think, despite hating Julie?
I could not stand her. And then when she ran over that mailbox and then tried, oh my gosh, don't even tell me. I would just explode at that child. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So besides, I
tell
love
us how you really feel. Right.
I was like, and don't try to get sympathy from your parents. You did it on purpose. You're trying to pretend it's an accident. Okay. Sorry. You can cut all that out. Okay.
Yeah. Coach and Mrs. Taylor had a handful.
Yes, they did. There. She was, they're both such a dream, but she was miserable. Yeah, oh,
agreed.
My gosh. Okay. I loved Once Upon a Christmas Miracle. It's one of my favorites from Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. So I'm hoping she'll be like that again, you know, and she'll shine. I like the title. It's cute. New Year, New Me. That gentleman you just said, he commented on my comment and said, we're going to know very soon who our co-star is. So hopefully it'll be somebody great and dreamy. So I'm going to say orange.
Very good.
Orange. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So Cammie, do you have any thoughts on this one?
I'm going to go orange. Once Upon a Christmas Miracle was probably my favorite last year because it was so beautiful. And then the fact that it was a true story.
Yeah.
It just, oh my gosh.
Your heartstrings.
Oh my gosh. And, you know, I remember watching it and going, how could these two not fall in love? Yeah, of course they fell in love. I was watching it and my daughter, who was 4 at the time, she walked in and she was watching some of it with me and I was trying to explain it in children's terms. And then it showed the picture of the real people at the end. And I said, that's the real people that it happened to. And she said, this is a true story. I want to get on a plane and meet them one day. You know,
that's so cute.
I never watched Friday Night Lights, so I don't know Amy from it. So I
good
think
thing.
I think I've been spared.
You have.
But she was just so adorable in Once Upon a Christmas Miracle that I have really high hopes for it. So I'll give it an orange.
Okay, so Casey says socks again. Nothing to go off of. Lisa says, I like the title, Fuzzy Socks. Caroline says, Socks. And Georgia says, the New Year's movies are hit or miss. Optimism, though, a diamond-shaped orange. So look at her. So there we go. We did it. Oh, yeah, it's going to be really fun to see all these movies. So if you're listening, let us know what your most anticipated are and what rating you would give all of these movies, whether you would go full on Diamond Ring. Let us know. And so thanks so much, you guys, for doing this. I really, really appreciate it. And Cammie, where can people find you?
On Instagram and Twitter, I'm at Cammie Drama Girl, Cammie spelled K-A-M-I. On Facebook, I have my Hooked Hardy Facebook page, and my blog is hookedhardy.com. And don't forget, that's Hardy with a T-I-E.
Great. And Anne, where are you? Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at awscott21. That's Scott with 2 T's.
Great. And all of that, all in the description section. You can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So make sure to check that out for all my latest reviews. And then make sure you guys are following the podcast, all of our social media, and on iTunes and YouTube. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us your ratings and reviews. And if you are listening and watching on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. We sure appreciate that as well. And consider becoming a patron. We have lots of fun perks that you can enjoy, including giveaways and other fun exclusive content for as low as $2 a month. So all the information will be in the description section. And so check it out. And we wish you all a very Merry Christmas in October. Bye.
Bye-bye.